Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now, we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Worth Point, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We're talking eBay at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. We're with Lee. Hi, Lee.
Hi, honey.
And Audrey Tracy is with us. Dawn has a meeting, so she had to leave. And Audrey's sticking around for at least one more segment.
Yep, one more.
So we're talking about worry.
Worry.
Worrying about defect ratings.
Yeah.
And you've talked about this many times, but would you give it to us again?
I don't know.
Don't you agree with me that if we do the eBay best practices, that's all we can do?
Yes. So I think if I had to give honest advice, what my advice is to keep, if you keep on your best practices and focus on your customers, and that means completely, you should have little or no defects to worry about. If you're over 1%, I wouldn't worry about it too much until you, I mean, when you start getting close to 1.7, 1.8, then you really want to watch out. And I think it would be at that point that if you get a defect that you really believe is contestable, then call customer support. That's all I can tell you.
And it's the right thing to do at that point.
Yeah. You know, one defect, I don't think it's going to roll off for a while, which was the one I laughed at. I told you it wasn't a defect when I got it, but it was the item not as described. And it was somebody bought a used shirt for me and then opened a case because it wasn't as described because he said, this shirt is obviously brand new. That's how, yeah, he is such
a... I'd like to complain about getting something better than I expected.
And I think he was making a point, and I think he thought he was being kind of funny, and I just let it go. I said, I suppose I could contest it, but I'm not going to.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not.
How do you fix that?
Well, I thanked him and I said, look, I got to tell you something though. No big deal for me, but you may want to know that opening a case actually has an impact on a seller, and other sellers might not take kindly to do it. So if you really want to praise a seller, just tell them.
Right.
They don't open a case to tell them.
That's terrible.
Well, you know.
Oh, brother. Yeah. I thought, well, you know, my first reaction when I saw this was, oh, no, I missed something. You know, right. It's like I'm losing inventory, and I obviously misdescribed this shirt. This is terrible. What's wrong with me? It's probably got a big hole in it, and I never even saw it, and I'm really getting lax here. That was the first thing I thought of. And then I read his note, and I went, oh, brother.
So people are wanting to know how to get your newsletter, Griff.
My newsletter?
Yeah, and I'm sort of sad Dawn's gone. To find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, you click on the group chat link on the eBay Radio Player.
Right.
You sign in through Community. Then you scroll down past the big orange Listen Live and big blue Archives on Demand buttons to the second discussion post with the word newsletter in its title. You'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe to it and receive it twice a week right in your inbox. And on Tuesdays, you'll also find the secret word, which is very important.
And do you know, some people don't want to get the newsletter. So what they do is they just come and read it. Because you don't have to, you can either have it sent to you. If you subscribe to that particular thread, that newsletter will get sent to you every week, every time eBetsy changes it, which is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Some folks love that. And other folks just say, yeah, well, it's Tuesday, I'm going to go read it. Because you can just go to the group, our group, click on it, and you can read it. It's always there.
The reason we like you to get it in your email is it reminds you that the show is live that day.
Some people actually don't need reminding.
And we put that very clearly in the subject line that the show's live today.
But there are some people, we may want that, but there are some people who don't want to have the email. And they remember, they come every week.
They don't have to subscribe to it.
They just come and read it.
Right.
And that's fine.
But those of you who want to be reminded that there is a show and to read some good tips and stuff, you'll want to subscribe.
Hey, I subscribe.
I have a question.
What do you have a question?
What's a secret word?
Oh, we don't do secret words on Thursdays.
Oh.
We do them on Tuesdays.
I'm missing out.
Yeah, you have to read Griff's newsletter.
Yeah, okay. This,
all right.
Well, so it's every Tuesday. The secret. E. Betsy finds a funny, unusual, weird word and sticks it somewhere, sometimes even in context somewhere, inside the newsletter, and you got to find it.
Oh. And then what happens?
And then when you hear the duck on Tuesdays, you hear quack, quack, quack. We're stealing this from Groucho.
Right.
The duck doesn't come down.
Yes, because we have no creativity of our own.
Absolutely zero. then the first person who calls in with the secret word, and hopefully they don't have to have it, but the definition, then they get that week's prize.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Note to self. I'll be looking for that.
Employees can't.
Duh.
Yeah, sorry. Or alternate workforce either. You're an employee now.
No.
Are you still AWF?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to hire you. Be a good idea, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll
get on
Griff
that.
Says to hire me. So does that work?
No.
Is that good enough?
No, it probably just got me in a lot of trouble bringing it up on the air. But, you know.
Well, we know what they are.
I just don't open the kimono
for a
peek.
They have it after their name.
I fling it open.
Right.
And people run away screaming.
Show everybody
right
everything.
Here. Look what I got under my kimono.
So
you know,
we want to.
Was this show? So we've got this segment and the next one. Has this show been productive? Call
Not
us.
Really.
Let us know.
To be honest,
have we been goofing off?
I don't know if this show is.
Well,
is this archive worthy?
Okay, you want me to tell you?
I stop you?
No, we're going to do a Radio 101 here.
Oh,
okay?
Brother. Okay, hold on. Teachers in class.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, this is good information. You never know when you're going to be doing a radio show, and you. You know, you listening also need to know this. A radio show is only as good as each second. So you've got to keep it up, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as we used to say, up, very bright, and you've got to have content constantly, because that content makes people think, and they call in, and they, you know, send us messages, by contact us and things of this sort. So the content is very important, and you have to keep the content coming constantly. And what we've been doing here today is just having a good time.
Is that what we've been having?
That's what we've been doing.
Oh,
we've
brother.
Just been kind of, you know.
Oh, nuts.
You know, not a lot of content today. But normally, I will tell you, Audrey, you know that. Normally, we have tons of content going on all the time, constantly
all the time.
In this show.
Yeah, in fact, I have to admit that I look at your archives and pull out content for the Facebook and Twitter pages.
Mm-hmm. You won't be doing that this week.
No, I'm going to skip this week.
Don't skip Tuesday.
Tuesday was better.
Oh, my God, we had such a good show on Tuesday.
I will definitely look at Tuesday.
We had it. But normally on Thursdays, we have good shows, too, and people call in with their issues, and we help them with their issues, or they help other listeners with issues. We learn so much from the sellers also, Audrey.
Yep. That's how it goes on the Facebook page, too. Lots of sellers helping sellers, and I think it's a really great phenomenon across both radio and social media.
And normally we don't have guests on Thursday, so it was a different kind of a show today. But if you would like to be a guest on a Tuesday and you've got something informative or enlightening or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, you listening, all you have to do is apply to come and be our guest. You go to the eBay Radio, you go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button. And then when you get to that place, you click on the tab that says Be a Guest, fill out the application form, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. We're always looking for new people to have on as guests that can teach us a thing or two.
Well, I just thought, you know, it would be fun to have something.
I've had a blast, actually, today.
Yeah?
I haven't had to think much, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm sorry, but I haven't.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, every now and then we like to read, you know, the things that Ebetsy keeps up ad nauseum on on our content pages and we never get to.
Oh, yeah.
Snooki has her own reality show.
Oh, get out.
A line of slippers, best-selling books, and tanning products, but she still loves a good bargain. So when it comes time to shop for centerpieces for her upcoming wedding to Gianni LaValle, that's his name, Gianni LaValle.
Oh, she's marrying him, huh?
She naturally turned to eBay on her, two kids now, right? On her official website, snookinicole.celebbuzz.com, she wrote, I ordered the centerpieces off of eBay. Wholesale. Woo-hoo! They were black Eiffel towers and large champagne glasses. The glasses are filled with pearls and the towers are filled with feathers, which I... which I also got off eBay. I loved being creative with these and making the table decor match with the theme of the party. The wedding will have a great Gatsby theme.
I'm just not going to comment. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to comment. Good for her. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, whatever works.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat, Snooki Nicole.
Exactly.
Snooki Nicole, Snooki Anna Nicole Smith, whoever you are, LaValle.
So the launch of the latest iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus.
Oh, is that happening?
Just around the corner.
Really?
Follow eBay guidelines to help meet buyer demand and deliver excellent customer service.
No.
So sellers in full compliance with eBay's pre-sale policy will be allowed to list the latest iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus products 30 days prior to the launch date.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh.
Authorized resellers may list an unlimited number of items per week, and eBay top-rated sellers may list up to 25 items per week.
Cool. Oh, well, this segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, today's final segment. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
About the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where is the Seller Information Center? I can't find the fee calculator.
Isn't there a downloadable PDF about that?
The eBay website is full of useful information if you know where to find it. You need eBay Radio's Seller Bookmarks. It's a list of essential links on eBay.com. Go to eBayRadio.com and click Archives on Demand. You'll find Seller Bookmarks under the Seller Resources tab. eBay Radio Seller Bookmarks. eBay links you didn't even know existed.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 282.
Great customer service will keep your customers coming back. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Third Power Outlet. He says when the customer talks,
listen. The first tip is to listen. I think sometimes I get caught up sometimes, and knowing what I want to respond before they even get finished or even through the email. I don't even listen to the entire thing. I already am rolling my eyes once they start calling the customer support line. So you got to listen first.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
And today's very last segment is brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. So Audrey had to go. She has a meeting, too. So I'm all alone with Lee.
Okay, and it's time to talk about what's coming up. With
yes,
seller
the calendar.
Events calendar, please.
Yes.
Okay. So next week, the 17th, Wednesday, next Wednesday, the SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group is having Thrifting with the Boys, a.k.a. Thrift Hunters. We knew them well.
Location
is Cirivello's Restaurant, Long Beach, California. They're going to make a big presentation. So that's going on next Wednesday. And then next Thursday, the SoCal E-Commerce Sellers Group is also sponsoring a thrifting excursion class with the Thrift Hunters, with the guys, the boys. So that's going to go on from Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. next Thursday, the 18th. So SoCal E-Commerce Sellers, big, big week for them. Two full days of stuff.
I'll say.
Be very interesting. Then the following week, on Tuesday the 23rd, the Bay Area E-Commerce Sellers, eBay and E-Commerce Sellers, how to source and buy products below cost to improve your bottom line. And that's going to be going on from 7 to 9 p.m. at eBay headquarters, 2065 Hamilton Avenue, San Jose, California. So that's what's going on during the month of September.
Cool.
Way cool. So, Griff, are you going to be listing this week? We're going to be listing this weekend.
The plan was for this weekend. I'll be free this weekend, and the plan was to put some items. Yes, I will.
We only have a few.
Last weekend we were entertaining, and that took up all my time. So we had a big party.
Oh.
Yeah, not big. Maybe 20 people, but it does take up a lot of time entertaining.
It does. It definitely does. So we're going to be listing some stuff also that I bought when I was up in San Jose.
What are you listing?
Well, I got two scarves that were on sale in the shop.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
For practically nothing.
Good idea.
With the eBay logo on them. You know, nice scarves, too. So I'm going to be selling those. That's okay, right? Buy something in the eBay shop and sell
it?
Yeah, good. So we're going to be doing those. And that purse that I've been having a difficult time photographing, we got a call a few weeks ago from the guy who says he takes it outside and makes a video in the sun with anything that's heavily rhinestoned like that. So we're going to try that this weekend, to do a video of that purse. It is so outstanding looking, and none of the pictures I took came out right. None of them. You can't tell how shiny and beautiful that thing is. So, I mean, it's full of rhinestones, and they're different colors. I mean, it's really beautiful. Different tones, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to be making our first video for a listing.
Fantastic.
So that should
video
be kind of interesting. Yeah. Have you ever made a video?
I did. I sold a Christopher Rado. Is it Rado or Radco? I forget. Radco. Snow globe that had played a tune and moved. It revolved.
I love snow globes.
You do?
Oh, yes.
Well, this one you probably would have liked. And I took a video of it. It wasn't selling. I did a video of it with the audio, the tune, and moving, and it sold within a couple days.
When I took my trip around the world, I was going to buy a snow globe in each country because I went to 12 countries.
Wow.
And the first country I went to was Italy, and I was in Milan.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a globe, and I put it in my suitcase. And when I got to my next stop, Rome, oh yeah, you know what happened. I don't even have to say it.
Oh, that's so sad.
So I didn't buy any more snow globes on my trip, but I do love them. I always have since I was a kid.
Was anything else ruined in the luggage?
Oh, you know what? I got real smart.
I had
some special clothes made for my trip around the world because part of the deal on this trip is I could only be in each place for 24 hours.
Oh.
So I bought some horrible material that I would never normally wear.
Yeah, yeah.
That you could wash out and it dried like in an hour.
Oh, babe, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know
about
what I mean?
I do.
But and it was in May. It wasn't too bad. And so I, because every place I went to had good weather. Anyway.
I bought some underclothing that you rinse and it dries in a couple hours.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Now when I travel, I just have to wear, I bring two pairs of underwears.
Exactly.
And fabulous.
Right. But I had my whole outfits, you know. Well, I was in a different country, so I only took three outfits. I was in a different country every day, literally.
Mm-hmm.
So that worked for me there. But speaking of going around the world, guess what? You know, our friend Guppy, Mark Montgomery.
Oh, yes, yes.
Is on his trip around the world on his eBay, money he earned on eBay.
Amazing.
Totally. And he sent us one of the pictures that he sent on Facebook. Mm-hmm. He was inside the Colosseum in Rome.
Oh, yeah.
Which I sent him a very funny, I told him, watch the lions. But anyway, he was inside the Colosseum in Rome wearing, guess what?
What?
An eBay radio t-shirt.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So I thought that was nice of him.
We've been inside the Colosseum.
Colosseum, yes, we have.
That's fantastic.
Have you ever been there?
Oh, yes, I have.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I was there back in the day with the lions and the Christians
and the whole
Romans.
Thing. And which one were you?
Oh, I had a concession stand.
Okay. Yeah.
Sold peanuts.
Yeah. Well, I was sitting in the arena handing out handkerchiefs.
Handkerchiefs?
To the Christians before they, yes.
Too nice. All right, well, enough of that. What an interesting day. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. You know, we are going to be live on Tuesday with guests and phone calls and everything on September 16th.
A normal show.
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific. So join us there. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.